You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network.
You're listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. Come on, Dolphins fans. Time to fins up.
Miami's got the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen.
Hello, Miami Dolphins fans. How are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, brought to you by BetUS. I am your host, Mike. And I am recording this super late on a Saturday evening. It's going to be Sunday morning here on the East Coast in a few hours. And I didn't think I'd be recording a show tonight talking about Watson to Miami and the story that won't die. But there's a lot to talk about. And actually, some more news just broke here late after 10:30 on the East Coast from NFL reporter, NFL insider Aaron Wilson. So this story is continuing to evolve here throughout the day Saturday. So we're going to dive into it. First things first, I want to give a big shout out to everyone listening at finheaven.com. Everyone go to finheaven.com, the largest Miami Dolphins message board on the internet. And also a big shout out to the I Am a Miami Dolphins Fan Facebook group run by the great Carlos Hernandez. They are a great place to interact on Facebook when it comes to all things Miami Dolphins. So let's dive into this here. First things first, off the top, giving you a total disclaimer. I have no earthly idea if Watson is innocent or guilty. I have no idea of with what happened with Watson in those massage parlors. But here's the thing. Not only do I not know, nobody listening knows either. Okay? None of us know. And I know a lot of fans of the Dolphins and just fans of the NFL in general have come to some hard and fast final conclusions of he's guilty, he's innocent. Nobody knows, folks. Nobody knows. So everyone, I'm going to talk about this here for the next, I don't know, half hour or more, I guess. Everyone needs to just relax and take a deep breath and realize this. He hasn't been charged with a crime. He's not in handcuffs. He's not sitting in a cell. So whatever he's done, he hasn't been charged with anything. Now, that's not saying he might not be charged with anything. It just might be a situation of the FBI and the Houston PD still putting together a case and trying to get all their facts in a row and such. So we don't know. That's the thing. Nobody knows. So before anyone flips out, because I know anytime I talk about this topic, I get more hate mail, more, you know, angry tweets and stuff. It's like, why are you talking about it? Because it's news, folks. This is news, okay? And that's what we do here in this podcast. We talk about the news. I don't make the news. I talk about what's out there in the news. And this is now we're talking about as something's happening, okay? I don't know what that something is, but it's worth talking about. And I think when this comes to Watson, since he hasn't been charged with anything, you know, some people are thinking the worst. I'm not even going to say what the worst is. Some people are sort of brushing this off as, oh, it's nothing. It's just a bunch of ladies out there trying to get money. As with all things in life, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. Okay, I don't think it's like just a bunch of ladies trying to get money. I don't think it's, you know, he's out there running a sex ring or, you know, I think both extremes are probably way off and the truth is somewhere in the middle. And we'll see how it plays out over time. But here's what we know right now. And once again, before I really jump into this, I know anything I say here on this podcast is probably not going to change the minds of the majority of you Miami Dolphins fans listening. And I'm not here to change your minds. I'm here simply to talk about the on-field ramifications for the Miami Dolphins if they trade for him or if they don't trade for him. So if this topic really gets you worked up and you have a strong feeling about this, you have a strong stance about this, you really don't want to see it happen, and just the thought that this might happen, that's still being talked about on all the major networks, by all the major reporters, if that really gets you emotionally charged up, I'm just going to suggest you probably don't listen to the rest of this podcast, because I'm going to talk about this, I'm going to talk about all the reports, I'm going to talk about my thoughts and opinions, and I'm not here to get you upset. I'm really not. But I know how a lot of fans of the Miami Dolphins react when they hear about this topic and this story. So I'm going to suggest for those people, and you know who you are, just, you know, turn off the podcast now. We're going to have more podcasts. We have podcasts every day on our website. This might not be the single show for you, and it's okay. I understand, but I have to cover this topic because that's what our listenership wants and expects from our website. So for those of you who do want to hear about the football aspect of this, who do want to hear my thoughts and opinions about this, here we go. And I've said this from day one. My thoughts and my opinion on this matter really hasn't changed from back in February or March when this first started to come out to today, which I said will be August 29th here shortly, is I am a fan of the Miami Dolphins before I am a fan of Tua Tagovailoa. I root for the jersey and logo and not one specific player. I'm a fan of the organization. I'm a fan of the team. And I've said it from the beginning and I stand by it now. The Miami Dolphins are in a win-win situation here. They either A, trade for a quarterback who will be 26 soon, who's either top 5 or top 3, all depending how you rank him, in the NFL at this time. And he provides you with an opportunity to win a Super Bowl ASAP. Or the Miami Dolphins don't trade for him. They hold on to all their draft picks and they continue to build around Tua Tagovailoa and use those draft picks to put talent around him, and you grow and build with Tua to hopefully, you know, get to the playoffs and win Super Bowls down the road. It's win-win. The Miami Dolphins can't screw this up. And once again, that's under the assumption that the Miami Dolphins, before any trade, did their homework, did some type of investigation of some nature, did their own due diligence here on this whole thing to think Watson's, you know, not going to jail, not going to prison, will be able to play at some point either this year or next year, is not going to face a long suspension from the league. That's all under that assumption. Because if you don't go under that assumption, there's really nothing to talk about. And I think if the Miami Dolphins are going to make a trade, we have to go under that assumption that they did some sort of background work here, maybe even talk to the league on this matter. Now, if you read into my stance, if you read into my opinion on this, that I'm pro-Watson or I'm anti-Watson, that's on you. Because as I've said clearly, and it's archived on every podcast on our website, it's archived on YouTube, where you can physically see me say this, I have made it crystal clear. I don't care what the Miami Dolphins do because, like I said, it's win-win. So if you read into this and you're going to send me hate mail and angry tweets and all that good stuff, that's on you. I can't control that, but that's a you problem. Once again, am not pro or anti-Watson. I'm saying it's a good situation that the Miami Dolphins are in. And if you're a fan of the Miami Dolphins, you should realize that. Okay? Now, let's get to the report because, like I said, some of you might have been tied up on Saturday. I know Saturday's a rough day, Tuesday day. Out and about with the families and stuff. You might not have seen all the reports that are out there. So let's jump right into it. Early Saturday, Charles Robinson, a very respected NFL reporter for Yahoo Sports, he came out with a report that said that the Miami Dolphins have emerged as the front runners in trade talks with the Houston Texans for quarterback Deshaun Watson. The Texans are seeking 3 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks in negotiations, according to a team that dropped out of the trade talks. Robinson went on to say sources said that the Panthers, Broncos, and Eagles, as well as Miami, were also in some element of trade talks, but Watson's right to approve the trade landing spot he goes to, which was signed off by Houston's ownership in his last contract, has weighed heavily into all trade talks, which is a fancy way of saying Watson has a no trade clause, and if it's down to the Eagles, Miami, the Panthers, and the Broncos, Watson can say, well, I'm not going there, and I'm not going there. Only talk to those two teams. So the no trade clause seems to be a factor here with Houston talking to various teams about any potential Watson trade. Now, the Aaron Wilson report that came out late Saturday evening adds a lot more information on this, and it kind of It states that the Miami Dolphins and the Houston Texans are talking about a trade. So if you're one of these people saying it's not happening, it's fake, this is all made up, it's a leak by his agent. No, this is really happening. So Aaron Wilson reported late Saturday evening, the Texans haven't agreed to trade Watson to the Miami Dolphins, who are the primary suitor for the former Clemson star. No deal is regarded as imminent. So there's a lot of conversations out there and speculation, but no deal seems to be in the works to happen soon. Aaron Wilson goes on to say, well, the Miami Dolphins have had talks with the Texans. There hasn't been an offer with what the AFC South franchise wants in exchange for Watson. So the teams are talking, but there hasn't been an offer that Houston's been willing to accept. The Texans want at least 3 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks and players to consider parting with Watson. And that's kind of been the report that we've heard all offseason, that Houston wants 3 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, and a player or two. The Texans aren't interested in making any picks as part of a deal conditional. So Houston doesn't want any picks to be conditional, meaning Miami's going to make this trade. We'll give you 3 firsts, 2 seconds, throw in a player or two. But if, say, in November, Watson is charged with a crime, Watson is arrested, the trade's undone, all the picks all go back to Miami. No. So Aaron Wilson's saying Houston does not want to put any conditions on those picks or even make those picks like all 6-round picks. But if Watson plays 1 or 2 games for you, then they all move up to round 1. Stuff like that. They want to trade cut and dry, black and white. It's this for that. And once it's over, it's over. Wilson goes on to say it may take as long as a few months before a decision is made on whether a grand jury will or will not be presented with a case, with no decision reached yet on if an indictment will be sought. So pretty much saying this story with Watson and all the accusers, long way from over. This is going to go into 2022, maybe even 2023. So there's a long way until this really plays out. Now here's where it gets good. From Aaron Wilson, Watson would waive his no-trade clause for the Dolphins, according to multiple sources, just as he would for the Carolina Panthers. However, the Panthers, per sources, are going to stick with quarterback Sam Darnold at this time, and the Broncos are also out of the talks as they want to go forward with Teddy Bridgewater. Here on the Eagles, they aren't one of the teams Watson would waive his no-trade clause for, according to a league source. So Aaron Wilson, from his sources, are saying Watson does not want to go to Philadelphia. He will not waive his no-trade clause to the Philadelphia Eagles. Wilson goes on, the Miami Dolphins haven't closed the door on potentially acquiring Watson, nor have they made a final decision on second-year quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. Let me break that down a little bit. Essentially, what he's reporting is the Miami Dolphins are still interested in Watson because they don't know yet about Tua. Yes, Tua's looked good in 2 preseason games. All the signs are promising. He's had a very strong training camp. But here's real talk, fans of the Dolphins. The game against Atlanta, he was playing against their second string. I hope he looked good. The game against the Bears, once again, he looked good. It's a preseason game. You can't read too much into it. So the Miami Dolphins, they hope they see their second-year quarterback improve, but they still haven't come to any hard and final decisions of saying this is the guy who is going to lead us to a Super Bowl someday. That's why they're still interested in Watson. Aaron Wilson here to close this out says, well, the Dolphins are not inclined to bid against themselves in any trade. So that's why the trade talks have reached an impasse. Meaning, the Miami Dolphins know Watson ain't going to Philadelphia. They know that the Panthers and the Broncos really aren't interested at this time in Watson. So why do the Dolphins have to give up 3 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, and players if Houston has no other place where Watson can go? If those 2 teams aren't talking to Houston and Miami is the only team talking to Houston about Watson and a trade for him now at this time, Miami can say, well, you have no leverage. We have leverage. So we're not going to give you 3 first-round picks. We'll give you 2 first-round picks. We'll give you no players and 1 second-round. They can sort of set the terms more to what they want now. Now, Houston could just say no and wait and just put Watson on the bench to rot and just let this thing ride out over the course of the next year. That's possible, too. But it sounds like from the Aaron Wilson report, Houston and the Dolphins are talking. Sounds like out with the Panthers, out with the Broncos, and Watson put the Knicks on the Philadelphia Eagles. So that's the big news from late Saturday evening, which I know some of you who are probably listening on Sunday morning might be hearing for the first time. There were some other things out there from Adam Beasley, who used to be with the Miami Herald, now with Pro Football Network. He said that he is hearing that the Charles Robinson report on Watson and the Miami Dolphins is absolutely legit and true. He hears that the Panthers are not, at this time, viewed as a major player, which is what Aaron Wilson is reporting later on Saturday evening. He also said, and keep this in the back of your mind because we're going to circle back to this later, that the arrival of Watson to Miami, say, should the Miami Dolphins trade for Watson here, is not the end of Tua in Miami. That Tua might not be going anywhere here in any trade right now. So put that, we're going to circle back to that later. Armando Salguero, who once again used to be with the Miami Herald, now with Outkick Sports. His report, he had some information as well that was that wasn't reported anywhere else. He says that the Texans are holding a firm line on the idea of wanting as many as 5 draft picks for Watson, despite his current situation. The Dolphins are interested, but wanting to mitigate the risk because of Watson's uncertain future. And they so far have requested the idea of including 3 first-round uncertain future. Have so far resisted the idea of having to include 3 first-round picks. So Armando Salguero, once again, someone who's tied in very well with the Miami Dolphins, is saying that the Miami Dolphins are interested but do not want to part with 3 first-round picks. And Armando has also reported that the Houston Texans are not interested in acquiring Tua Tagovailoa in the trade. So Armando goes on to say that the Miami Dolphins are still open to acquiring Watson for the right price. The Miami Dolphins are willing to risk acquiring a quarterback who may not be available to them even this year because Watson is obviously very good and won't turn 26 for another 2 weeks. So all this reporting is starting to line up. You got someone here on the national level in Charles Robinson. You got someone on the Houston side, and you have someone here who is tied in with the Miami Dolphins. They're all reporting not the same thing, but all their reports each have a little bit of more information from each side, and it all lines up and makes sense. And I know, like I said a little while ago, some of you were asking, why Miami? Why? Why do you want to put yourself through this? Why do you want to make this trade? Why are you interested? Why? And the answer, folks, is simple, and you have to sort of cut through all the bullshit and get straight to the heart of the matter. You have a head coach and a general manager who are in a results-oriented business. Their job hinges on winning games. With the exception of maybe like Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Bill Belichick, and maybe like one or two other guys, every head coach and every general manager, they're on the hot seat every year. Okay, it's just the truth. These guys, it's a win or else type league. There's only a couple guys that have true job security at the end of the day. And they know with Watson, you know, you put him on the field right now with the Miami Dolphins, with the roster, he could win you a Super Bowl this year. With Tua Tagovailoa, you know, you hope he can lead you to the playoffs this year. You hope in time he can win you a Super Bowl, but you don't know. With Watson, he's good enough to where you know he can help you win big games ASAP. That's a fact. Tua, you hope, we all hope for the best, but we don't know. That's a fact. And it comes down to a simple type of analogy. What would you rather have, an SUV or a sports car? An SUV is a nice, reliable vehicle. It gets you from point A to point B. Middle-class type vehicle. Simple, and it works. That is Tua Tagovailoa. Watson's a sports car. Watson's the envy of all. He's something that the elite have. He's the type of player that as this analogy, which is probably a bad analogy that I've already butchered, it's a sports car. A sports car will win you a race. An SUV won't. And that's all it comes down to. Greer and Flores just want to win football games. And they want the best player to help them win a football game. The off-the-field stuff is what it is. It is what it is. But these guys are football lifers. They've grown up in the sport. They've spent their whole life in the sport. And the ultimate dream for both of them is to win a Super Bowl. Flores has already won Super Bowls, but as an assistant. As a head coach, he wants to win a Super Bowl as a head coach. Chris Greer, now as a general manager, wants to win as a general manager, wants to win a Super Bowl. He wants to be known as the guy who put together a Super Bowl winning roster. And that's all this comes down to. I know as fans, sometimes fans get caught up in the off-the-field stuff and this, you know, in the narratives and the storylines. Football guys just want to win games. They just want to win every Sunday, and that's all that matters. Now, before I go on, we have to take a break. Do you like playing with balls? No, I'm not talking about footballs. I mean your balls. Our friends at Manscaped, the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming, want you to shave your pubes with the Tom Brady of ball trimmers, the brand-new Lawnmower 4.0. Only the GOAT technology for the greatest balls of all time. When you're going towards the end zone, make sure you use the right tools for the job and choose Manscaped. Everyone go to manscaped.com, use the promo code DolphinsTalk, save 20% in your order, and get free shipping. Once again, promo code DolphinsTalk, save 20% in your order, and get free shipping. And they are now shipping to Canada, Europe, Great Britain, Singapore, Australia. It's a global, if you're listening to this podcast in any part of the world, you can get Manscaped shipped right to you. So everyone go to manscaped.com, save 20% off your order, and get free shipping. Also, betting season is upon us, folks. College football started off Saturday afternoon, a few games. Next week, college football kicks off in a big way. Life is back on, sports bettors, and BetUS has your UFC, PGA, college football, and yes, NFL betting lines up for the 27th year. And live betting on all of it. Log in to BetUS.com or call 800-792-3887. That's 800-79-BETUS. BetUS. And if you go to BetUS or you phone in and you sign up with the promo code DolphinsTalk, you get 125% sign-on bonus for any deposit of $100 or more. If you pay via crypto, if you're into crypto and you want to open up an account and you want to make a deposit via crypto, you get a 200% sign-on bonus. Oh, that's right. A 200% sign-on bonus using the promo code DolphinsTalk200. Customer service pros are there and ready to get you in, are ready to get your phone, social, and online sports betting kickoff started now. Play with the proven mainstays in the industry. BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.com for all of your sports gambling needs. Check them out, because I know if you're sitting home, bored on a Saturday afternoon, and you got college football games from the ACC, the Big Ten, the SEC, the Pac-12, the Big 12, what's left of it, and all those conferences, if you want to have some fun and make that Saturday afternoon more fun, by all means, go to BetUS. You don't have to bet a lot, but bet something to make your Saturday afternoon more interesting and give you a rooting interest in one of these college games that you might not even really care about. Or also, on NFL Sundays, it's always fun. If you think the Miami Dolphins are going to blow out the Patriots week one in Foxborough and think they're going to lay a thumping on them like never before, then you might as well make some money while you watch and go bet the Miami Dolphins. So everyone go to BetUS.com. Use the promo code DolphinsTalk for 125% sign-on bonus. Or if you're paying by crypto, promo code DolphinsTalk200. Now back to this Watson story. We got a little bit more here. So what does this all mean? I think from all these reports, a couple things we can sort of, you know, and a lot of this is reading between the lines because nothing's really out there. I think number one, it's clear, especially from his Aaron Wilson report, that the Miami Dolphins are very much interested in acquiring Watson. That's clear as day. So if it just is. Again, as a fan, you might not want it to happen. You might not agree with it happening. It sounds like they're talking about it at least. And they're still talking about it even here in late August. The other thing that I said I would circle back to, Houston does not want Tua. So I think even if Miami trades for Watson here in the next, you know, weeks or months, whatever, Tua is going to be the quarterback for the Dolphins in 2021. So I think Tua is going to be here. If I had to guess, once again, pure speculation, if they acquire Watson, he's on the 53-man roster since he wouldn't be suspended by the league yet, or he's not yet. They would make him inactive every week. Tua plays all of 2021. And then after the season, the Miami Dolphins have to make a decision. And that type of decision is, are we going to move forward with Tua? If not, we trade him. We get what we can for him. Or is Watson, you know, headed off to jail? And then, you know, they made a trade for a guy who's heading off to jail. Or if Watson's cleared or he's found innocent or if he's only going to face, you know, like a 6-game suspension to start 2022 or something, then the Miami Dolphins have to make a choice. Are we going to move forward with Watson and, you know, wait out whatever type of suspension he might or might not have? Or are they going to move forward with Tua? So it sounds like Tua's not going to Houston here. So I think a big thing here is even if they trade for Watson, Tua's your starting quarterback this year. And Tua's still going to have a chance over the course of 17 games to prove to the Miami Dolphins brass that he should be the guy moving forward. And that, yeah, you might have traded for Watson, but that was a mistake on your part, not mine. So that's going to be an interesting thing here, because if Houston does not want Tua, the Miami Dolphins are going to have, you know, Tua and Watson on the team at the same time. That would be interesting. That would be interesting to see how that plays out. It would be an interesting dynamic, to say the least, especially if Watson really isn't suspended this year. Then, you know, it might take him a month or two to learn the offense and all that stuff, but say the Miami Dolphins go on a bit of a losing streak, or say the Miami Dolphins are off to a slow start. At some point, if Watson's not suspended and he's on the team, even if the intention wasn't to play him this year, does Miami play him at some point? So that could be a very interesting dynamic, to say the least. It also sounds like that the Miami Dolphins want some type of protection on their draft picks, but obviously from the Aaron Wilson report, Houston doesn't want to. I don't know how that shakes out. I really don't know how that shakes out, how that plays out. I think that's where kind of leverage comes in. I think that's where if, once again, big if, the Miami Dolphins were to make a trade, they have a little bit of leverage here in that Watson is a no-trading and sort of zone in on one or two teams he wants to go to. And if the Miami Dolphins are the only team interested, again, they have leverage over Houston, so they can maybe get protections on picks. I don't know. We'll see how this plays out. But one thing here in closing, and it's been something I've sort of said over the past 6 months once the story broke. This story is a perfect case study in how fans want to believe media and only the media that reinforces their what they think already. For over 6 months, you've had everyone from Adam Schefter, Albert Breer, Peter King, Rich Eisen, Charles Robinson, Ian Rappaport, Mike Silver, John Clayton, Jay Glazer, Chris Mortensen, Mike Florio all report the same thing. They all reported that the Miami Dolphins were interested in Watson. Every local reporter in Miami has reported, sources have told them, that the Miami Dolphins are interested in Watson. And I know every time this report came out over the past 6 months, a segment of fans of the Dolphins, especially on social media, were vulgar to all these reporters, shouted them down, said it was fake news, you're making it up, it's clickbait, this, that, and the other. And all that time, while all these guys were reporting this pretty much same story for 6 months at numerous times with pretty much the same type of similar type of story, maybe one has a little bit of information that one did not have, the Miami Dolphins never once shot down this story. The Miami Dolphins could have easily ended any Watson speculation in February, March, April, May by saying, I know there are reports out there about us being interested in a quarterback for another team. I just want to say those reports aren't true. We're moving forward with Tua Tagovailoa. They never said it once. And I know fans just lash out these days at reporters. Anytime they see a story they don't want to be true. But if this story that came out on August 28th, once again, we don't know if it's going to happen. Nobody knows. And it probably won't, as I said. I don't think it will. But if this story blindsided you today or you clutched your chest in shock, that's on you. That's on you. That's a you problem. Because the truth about this story has been out there for 6 months and it's been staring you in the face. And if you chose to put your finger in your ears and go, la, 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 I don't want to believe it, or if you chose to put your head in the sand and ignore it, that's a you problem. Because I hate to break it to y'all, and I say it all the time, NFL reporters, especially the national media guys, They aren't out there spreading fake news. They aren't out there spreading false narratives. They don't care about the Dolphins that much. They're just one of 32 teams they cover. So if you just think that these guys are out there and they're picking on your team and saying mean things about my team, blah, blah, blah. Folks, you got to come back to reality. You really got to come back to reality. And again, like I said, this story, maybe they trade for him, maybe they don't. And what I think what a lot of fans don't understand, because I see fans get so upset about this. What fans don't understand is what actual true reporting and journalism is. If someone reports that the Miami Dolphins are in talks to trade for Watson, they're not saying it A, will happen, or even predicting it will happen. They're saying, I'm talking to people, these are sources, this is what I'm hearing today. And this, you know, and that's journalism. That's reporting. This story will evolve over time. Now, tomorrow, if the Miami Dolphins issue a statement saying we're not interested in any other quarterback or making a trade for any other quarterback at this time, guess what? Those reporters have new information. And they in their story, which was, you know, this on one day is now this on another. And they evolve the story and they play out the story and they report the story. That's what reporting is. Fans have a very jaded view of what journalism is. They think journalist A reports this. That means he's in favor of this happening. The journalist is just saying, telling you what he's hearing. And I hear fans, you know, anytime there's a story they don't like or they don't want to see happen or they don't agree with, you know, clickbait. Oh, it's clickbait. Must be clickbait. Not true. I hate the word clickbait to the point I just pretty much block or mute anyone on social media who uses it these days. First off, most people don't even understand what the word clickbait means. That word has been bastardized so bad that most general people have no clue what clickbait is. And also, here's the thing. There's a lot of things I read every day, not about sports, not about the Dolphins, that I don't agree with. Let's just talk politics for a second. There's things I don't agree with what many politicians say. I don't agree with how they vote on certain policies in Congress. I don't agree with their stances on certain topics, whether it's guns or abortion or war. I don't agree. I don't put my head in the sand, run to social media, and throw a temper tantrum because someone says, you know, blah, blah, blah. Fans, you got to grow up a little. You have to understand that reporters are telling you what they're hearing. They're telling you what's going on. And this is the news in this moment. And this is what may or may not be the next step. You can't just be shouting people down because you don't like what is reality. And I see it in all walks of life. Even this week on my show Wednesday night with Ian, we had a mailbag segment. And one of the questions that one of the listeners sent in, super nice guy, reads our website, listens to our podcast. He said, you know, what's all with all the negative media on Tua Tagovailoa? And I said, I don't even want to read this question, honestly, but the guy, you know, he listens. He took the time to type up the question, send it, I'm going to read it. Just me saying I really don't want to read this question, set the guy off. You know, oh my God, Mike's blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, because there's no negative. This whole notion that Tua Tagovailoa gets more negative press than other players. No. Every starting quarterback in the NFL gets both positive and negative press. And what I said on that show Wednesday, if you go back and listen, is Josh Allen, who had an MVP-like season last year with the Bills, signs a huge contract extension. Once he signed it, you know, there was a segment of fans of the Bills saying, I can't believe we paid this guy this much. We overpaid for him. Every quarterback has people who aren't in favor of them. Tua is no different. I know as fans of Dolphins, we hone in on the ESPN segments. We hone in on the NFL Network segments. We hone in on what the NFL insiders say. But every quarterback goes through this, folks. There's no bias towards the Dolphins here. It's just not true. And once on Saturday when this whole story broke, you know, I saw some fans of the Dolphins saying, oh, if the Dolphins trade for Watson, I'm never going to root for him again. I'll never support him. I'll go cheer for another team. Okay. I mean, you're entitled to. And I get it. I get it. He's being charged with some horrible things. I get it. And I'm not a father, so I don't have, you know, I don't have any daughters. So if he is guilty, you know, I get it. He's being accused, I should say. He's being accused of some horrible things. So if that really upsets you, if that truly upsets you, I get it. You don't have to root for the Dolphins again. If this move, because I know when the Philadelphia Eagles signed Mike Vick, there's a lot of fans of the Eagles who just, they couldn't root for the Eagles no more. And that was a choice that the Eagles made that, you know, we're going to turn off some of our fan base. We know by signing Mike Vick, we're going to turn off some of our fan base, but that's a risk we're willing to take. That's a risk we're willing to make because in the big picture, the Philadelphia Eagles are in the business of winning football games. The Philadelphia Eagles are in the business of winning football games. They felt Mike Vick could help them win football games, so they went out and signed Mike Vick, and if they lost fans in the process, they were willing to accept that. And if the Dolphins, once again, if they make a trade for Watson, they know. Trust me, they know. They know it's going to turn off a segment of this fan base, and they might lose fans over it. And they're willing to live with that. And that's a choice they make. I have no say in that. You have no say in that. That's a choice they make. So, once again, my prediction, as I wrap up here, as I've stated many times for 6 months, and even after this Saturday, when all this news broke, is the same prediction I've had for 6 months. And it's archived all over our website, all over our YouTube channel. It's a win-win situation for the Dolphins. If they trade for Watson, you just acquired a top five, top three quarterback who can help you win a Super Bowl quickly, who can bring a Lombardi Trophy to Miami quickly. If they don't trade for him, if they stay the course with Tua, they hold on to all these draft picks. They have one draft pick in round one. In 2022, next year, that is San Francisco's pick. And I'm telling you, just my thoughts, I don't think San Francisco is going to be any good this year. I think they're going to struggle with either quarterback they play. And then in 2023, they have two first-round picks. They have their own, and they have San Francisco's. So, if the Miami Dolphins, if they don't trade for Watson, and they ride the course with Tua, hold on to their picks, I think that's a great situation, too. Because I do think a lot of the things we've seen out of Tua this summer in training camp and in the preseason, well, yes, it's just a preseason, I get it, is very promising, and I think the outlook is very bright. But the, you know, you got a head coach and you have a general manager who just might not want to wait and go through that process and might want to skip and get to the end result, which is a franchise superstar quarterback now. So I don't know how it's going to play out. I'm not in favor. I'm not pro Watson. I'm not anti Watson. Again, if you're reading into that, that's a you problem, not a me problem. I just think it's a win-win situation for the Dolphins either way, and we'll see how it plays out. My prediction is I don't think they're going to trade for him anytime in August or September. That's my prediction. Now, once again, I've been wrong before, and I might be wrong again. Who knows? I just think I don't see it happening now in August or in September. Come October, before the trade deadline, things might heat up again. That's when you might get more from the story. But the story's out there now. It's out there, Charles Robinson. It's out there, Aaron Wilson. It's out there with Armando Salguero, Adam Beasley, and others. I'm just reading those four because I could sit here for an hour and just read all the reports because each one's a little bit different with a little bit of a different nugget sort of mixed in. But where there's enough smoke, there's usually fire, folks. And just read between the lines. If the Miami Dolphins, and this is something else, the Miami Dolphins bring a lot of this on themselves. I love the Dolphins. I love our head coach. I love our general manager. They bring a lot of this mess on themselves because they could have put this story to bed anytime in the past 6 months, even today, by saying, we're not interested in trading for any other quarterback right now. We are moving forward with Tua Tagovailoa. We will not be trading for a quarterback. That's all they have to say. And this whole story goes away. The fact they haven't said it lets you know. And let you know that they are interested. And per the reports, Houston and Miami are talking. Now, they haven't come to terms of a trade, and it seems like they're a little bit far apart on what Houston wants, you know, the sky and the moon. And you got the Dolphins don't want to give them all that. They want to give them a little bit less, but they're talking. And it sounds like some of these other teams, from all the reports, have already dropped out. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out here. But, you know, it's so interesting, this story, because like I said, it's really kind of a case study on people and how fans react to the media. It's a case study on an organization that's been so desperate to land a franchise quarterback for so many years that even one, with what he has happening off the field right now, they're still interested in. They're willing to turn a blind eye. They're willing to go through that possibly with him. And the whole situation, it's just so interesting. And I know, like I said, for some fans, they can't separate the on-the-field stuff and the off-the-field stuff. They can't. They can't separate it. But some people can, and some organizations can. And for the Miami Dolphins organization, they seem able to be able to separate it. But once again, I want to sort of just reemphasize the lead story here as I am about to close out the show. Aaron Wilson, who covers the Houston Texans, is reporting late Saturday night, probably if most of you are listening to this after when you wake up on Sunday morning, he is reporting that a trade between the Miami Dolphins and the Houston Texans is not imminent. It's not close to happening, but the sides are talking. The sides are talking. So that's the latest based off the early Charles Robinson report from Saturday that a trade's not imminent, but they are talking, and the Miami Dolphins seem to be like the last team standing here who has interest in Watson. And if you want to fast forward a bit, here's what would be interesting. Let's say the Dolphins trade for Watson, and next offseason they do move on for Tua. That 2020 draft with Tua Tagovailoa at pick number 5, maybe they move on from him. Austin Jackson at left tackle, we know in training camp at least he's had some struggles. We'll see how this year plays out, but he's had some struggles in training camp and such. Noah Igbunogany, also the third first-round pick of that year, seems like a bit of a project. A cornerback, he's coming along nicely, but he's not someone who was able to come on the field, you know, quickly and be someone who can be a contributor that you can count on. And then even Robert Hunt at the top of round 2, the hopes were he could be right tackle. They've already kind of moved on from that, and they're on the plan B with him at right guard. That 2020, if they trade for Watson and if they move on from Tua, you look at that 2020 draft with no more Tua, Austin Jackson, Noah, Hunt, and then you trade your 2022 first-round pick, your 2020, your picks in 2023. Wow. That is a now look, you got your franchise quarterback possibly in Watson, but wow, that, you know, that's not a lot of first-round pick. I mean, that is just something to consider. That is, we'll see how it plays out. We'll see how it plays out. Everyone, go to DolphinsTalk.com. Be sure to read all of our read all the articles we got up and listen to all the podcasts we have. Tom and myself will be back Sunday evening with the post-game wrap-up show after the Dolphins-Cincinnati Bengals game on CBS. Once again, the game's on CBS, 4 p.m. Sunday. Everyone across the country can watch it. Nationally televised game. Also, be sure to follow me on Twitter at Dolphins Talk. We have a new feature on our website called the DolphinsTalk.com Morning Newspaper, kind of for people on the go or for people who don't have time to spend on social media all day to get your Miami Dolphins news. It's a recap of the past 24 hours of all the news and information in the world of Miami Dolphins. It's your headlines, your latest podcast, community stuff happening with the Miami Dolphins and work they're doing in South Florida. Also, just some fun facts, a fantasy football information. It's sort of like quick newspaper read for people on the go who are fans of the Miami Dolphins. So check that out. It's a new feature we have up on our website. Drop one Saturday. Going to drop another one Sunday morning, probably by the time you all are listening to this. So that's it. Once again, I know this is a topic a lot of fans don't like to hear about. That's why I gave you a warning up front. If you don't want to hear about it, you know, don't listen. And I gave people, and everyone was warned. So it is what it is. We'll see how it plays out. Hopefully we won't be talking about this too much more, because now when the games, we have a game on Sunday, we got September 12th, the first regular season game, and from there we'll go, and we'll talk about this more, I guess, when news breaks, it's worth talking about. But news did break on Saturday, and we had to cover it, because there's a lot of smoke right now on this story, and once again, you might not want it to happen, you might not agree if it happens, but it's worth talking about because it might happen. And there's more news coming out each day, each hour now, about the story as the story evolves. So everyone have a great Saturday, well, Sunday, because this is going to drop Sunday morning. Everyone have a great Sunday, and we'll talk to you again after a while.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.